This is Ron's update by Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I've been browsing through one of my old training books. It was written by Ernst Van Aken, and it's called The Van Aken Method. And it was published by Runner's World back in 1976. And I wanted to read you an excerpt from Chapter 9, which the title of that chapter is How Much and How Fast. And this particular section is How Much Speed. A difficult problem in the preparation of middle and long distance runners is to decide whether tempo runs can be further de-emphasized as compared with their predominance in interval training, or whether a runner can get along without any tempo runs. It has been my frequent observation that peak class runners can run times on the roads in winter and spring on no tempo runs at all, which they were unable to run previously on even the hardest kind of tempo work. The improvement of the 5,000-meter world record from 14:20 in 1936 to 13:13 in 1972 must be credited almost entirely to the increase in moderate pace training mileage and to a decreased emphasis on high-intensity interval training with short pauses. One example of what has happened is German runner Siegfried Hermann. Trained on frequent days of 30 times 200 meters, Hermann ran the 5,000 meters in about 14:10 in 1960. In 1966, after switching to an endurance-based system, he suddenly ran 13:30. The endurance training method for middle and long-distance runners can be expressed with a few simple rules, many of which I have alluded to earlier. Run daily, run slowly with creative walk breaks. Run many miles, many times your racing distance if you are a track runner, up to and often beyond if you are a long-distance runner. Do tempo running only at fractions of your racing distance. Run no faster during tempo runs than you would in a race. Bring your weight down 10 to 20% under the so-called norm and live athletically, i.e., don't smoke, drink little or no alcohol, and eat moderately. Consider that breathing is more important than eating, and that continuous breathlessness in training exhausts you and destroys your reserves. This was taken from Ernst Van Aken's book, The Van Aken Method. I've had this book for many years, and every once in a while I go back to reading it. And one of the other things he likes to bring up is that you should basically do a minimum of 5K a day in what he calls an unhurried pace. So whether you're walking or running or whatever, he espouses doing a minimum of 5 kilometers a day, which is, 3.1 miles, which is a good philosophy. So if you're not in a particular training program and you just want to stay in condition, I think doing 5K a day will do it. Maybe throw in a long run on the weekend. So that's my look back on a book from 1976 that I still find interesting.